Migu de zochi le nafshe, zochi nami le chavre. So, Rava said that zochi l'adam shloi befanav. Stating that, but makom shchav la'acherim, you can't be zoicha. But if you want to be zoicha for yourself and for somebody else, then we say migu de zochi le nafshe, zochi nami le chavre. And Rava said teida, I'll prove to you that's the case. Meaning, I'll prove to you that although we don't say zochi l'adam shloi befanav b'makom shchav la'acherim. But if I'm being zoicha for myself and for someone else, then there's already a svara of migu, migu as in since, not koyachatayno, migu as in since, migu de zochi lenafshe, znochi nami lechavre. And what was Rava's raya? His raya was, she'ilu amal ashluchay tsei v'gnoifli, v'gona potter. If somebody would tell a sheikh, go ganva for me, and he would steal for him, so what's the halacha? The halacha is he would be potter, en shlichot varavera. Stating that, shutvin sheganvu chayavim. If one shutif goes and he steals on behalf of this partnership, then the halach is they're both considered ganov. I what happened to Ein Shluch Hadvar Aveira must be because being that the shutif was able to steal for himself, for that he can make kinyan ganeva migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre, and therefore in this case even the other shutif is going to be on the hook as being a ganov. Freik Rab Kiveger, and he plied sorechi. And really, this kasha goes to the gut of understanding the sugya of migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre. He says, if you'd ask me, it's poshut that the way migud zochel nafshe zochel nami lechavre works is midin zochel l'adam shloi befanav. Meaning, the story of migud zochel nafshe zochel nami lechavre starts with once upon a time there was a halacha known as zochel l'adam shloi befanav. Now, there's limitations to zochel l'adam shloi befanav. B'makom shachav l'acherim b'seder. Rami Bar Chama holds that's not an issue. Rava holds it is an issue. But migud zochel nafshe is going to be zochel nami lechavre. But at the end of the day, when a person is being zoicha lechavre, albeit with the migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre, it's working with the parsha of zochi l'adam shloi bevanav. Now, schia is mitam shlichos. Ain't shlich l'dvar aveira. So, fake up kiveger, vos pas migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre as it relates to shutvin shaganvu. Rava said the yisoid of shutvin shaganvu is migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre. How could you have a migud zochi nafshe zochi nami lechavre? Schia is mitam shlichos and ain't shlich advar aver. Now, Reb Kiveger doesn't speak it out, but you have to speak out that although it's mevuah, there's a svara of migud zochi nafshe zochi nami lechavre, which works even in a case where schia doesn't work. But where you find it is with regards to the halacha of hatoyfus l'balchoy b'makom shachav la'acher. Thus, there's a halacha of zochin l'adam shaloi b'fana. Where even though you didn't make me into a shliach, you could make me. It's as if you made me into a shliach, and I can operate as if I'm your shliach. That's limited with a halacha that says that if me being your shliach is going to come at the expense of somebody else, so then it's not going to work. That's not a limitation in hilchas shlichos. I could be your shliach even if it's chav la'acherim. It's a limitation in the sugi of schiyah. So over there, Reb Kiveger, Rava was mechadish that migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre lets me look away from the fact that it's chav la'acherim. Because being that I could be zoicha for myself even though it's chav la'acherim, and I am being zoicha for myself even though it's chav la'acherim, so then there's a concept of migu which you find in surprising places in Shas. That migu de zochi lenafshe, man, migu de havidoyfelin in sukkah, havidoyfelin in Shabbos. What does that mean? I don't know. That's what this means too. But the point is that being that I could do it for myself, so too I could do it for you. But at the end of the day, schiyuk is shlichus. And if ain't shlich advar aveira, that means this thing is bechavtsusoy, bemahusoy, mufka. From a parish of Sri and a parish of Shlichus. So how in the world can Migud Zochel Nafshe Zochel Nami Lechavre override the concept of Ein Shlich Hadvar Aveira? This Reb Kiveger is Kashi Plaiv Sarachin. Fashteitz, all the Lumbin say that you see from here that Migud Zochel Nafshe Zochel Nami Lechavre is not really a regular din Sri Mitam Shlichus. That's the easy part. You have to come up with the Nusach. Reb Kiveger's Kasha is a starker Kasha. He assumed that the glatter way to understand this is at the end of the day it's working with Schir Mitam Shlichos, and based on this, Reb Kiveger Bleib Tzarechin.